Title: Using Locators to Plan Phrase Changes Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking one of the simplest Ableton features and turning it into an arrangement superpower for drum and bass. Locators. Because here's the pain point we're fixing. You've got a sick 8 or 16 bar loop. It rolls. It's vibey. And then you hit the timeline and you're like, okay, how do I turn this into an actual track without getting lost, overthinking, or just copying and pasting for 3 minutes? Locators solve that. They let you plan phrase changes on purpose. So instead of wandering through your arrangement view hoping inspiration strikes, you're building a roadmap. Intro. Pre-drop. Drop. Variations. Breakdown. Second drop. Outro. And every marker is a decision point, not a vague reminder. By the end, you'll have a rolling DNB arrangement template, where the drop evolves every 8 or 16 bars, the breakdown resets tension, and drop 2 comes back heavier with a clear plan. Let's set this up. First, prep your session so the grid encourages good decisions. Set your tempo somewhere in that DNB sweet spot, 172 to 176 BPM. Then hit tab to go into arrangement view. Up at the top, make sure your grid is on fixed grid. For placing locators, keep it on one bar. Later, when you're doing fills and little edits, you'll switch to quarter notes or eighth notes, but for now, bar level thinking is the whole point. DNB arrangement is phrase-based. Most clean changes land on 8, 16, 32 bar boundaries. If you respect that, your track instantly feels more real, more DJ-friendly, more intentional. Now, start from a solid loop, ideally 8 or 16 bars. You want drums, bass, and at least a little atmosphere or FX. If you're building from scratch, keep it basic. Drums, kick and snare pattern, hats or a shaker loop, a couple of perk hits. Bass, a sub layer and a mid layer. Atmos, pad or noise bed, maybe a couple FX hits. And quick reminder, locators won't magically fix a weak idea, but if your loop is already decent, locators will help you finish it fast and keep you organized while you level it up. Now we build the phrase map. This is the main move. To add a locator, click in the arrangement timeline ruler at the top. Right-click, choose Add Locator, and immediately rename it. Don't leave it as Locator 1. Naming is where the power is. We're going to lay out a typical 3 to 4 minute DNB structure. Treat this as a starting template, not a law. At bar 1, name a locator, 1.1.1, intro 16 bars. Then at bar 17, 17.1.1, intro plus hat 16 bars. At bar 33, 33.1.1, pre-drop 16 bars, then a super useful one, around bar 49, due 49.1.1, fill right arrow drop 2 bars, then at bar 51, 51.1.1, drop 132 bars, at bar 83, 83.1.1, drop 1 var 32 bars, at bar 115, 115.1.1, break down 16 to 32 bars, at bar 147, 147.1.1, drop 232 to 64 bars, and later, 211.1.1, outro 16 to 32 bars. You don't have to match these exact bar numbers. The point is, you can see the whole track before you even write it. It's like chapter markers in a book. And if you want to be extra efficient, put bar numbers in the locator names. It's not just for you. It's amazing for collaboration too. Go to 83.1.1 is so much clearer than go to the second drop-ish area. Now we level up how we think about locators. Treat locators like contracts, not reminders. If a locator doesn't force an action, it won't change your arrangement. So each locator should imply a decision. Use verbs. Add, remove, swap, mute, automate, reset. For example, instead of naming something drop 1B, you might name it drop 1B, add tops plus bass var. Because now you've told your future self exactly what needs to happen there. Let's apply that thinking, section by section. In the intro, DNB is often DJ friendly. That means you don't want full mid-bass chaos immediately, and you definitely don't want full sub from bar 1 unless you're deliberately breaking the rules. So at your intro locator, decide. What's the minimal groove that still feels like the track? A really common move is filtering the bass at the start. Put auto filter on the bass group. Low pass it somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz so it's more like a hint of bass. Then automate it to open up toward the pre-drop. Also, consider utility for mono checking, especially on the sub content. You want the low end stable and centered. And for atmosphere, ascend with echo is perfect. Debbie little tails, stabs, effects throws. Keep it subtle, but it makes the intro feel wide and alive. Then at the intro plus hats locator, the contract might be, increase movement without increasing heaviness. So you add rides or shakers, and maybe a little call sign every 8 bars. That could be a vocal one shot, a metallic hit, a small impact, something that says this is my track without giving away the drop. Now let's talk about the secret sauce, fills at locator points. DNB sounds professional when the last 1 to 2 bars of a phrase have intentional movement. Not random, not messy, intentional. So at that fill right arrow drop 2 bars locator, do this. Duplicate the last 2 bars of your drum pattern. Then choose one fill strategy. Option 1. Snare build. Add snare hits that get denser toward the drop, maybe stepping into 16ths near the end. Option 2. Kick removal. Drop the kick for half a bar so the drop hits harder. Option 3. Reverse crash into the downbeat. Classic for a reason. Then put drum bus on your drum group if it isn't already. Drive around 5-15%, boom usually off for DNB because it can overhype the low end and crunch to taste, but be careful with hats. If you want glitchy energy, beat repeat is a cheat code. Set it to 1/8 or 1/16 for a very short moment. Automate it on just at the end, and back off before it ruins the groove. Cool. Now we build drop 1. And this is where a lot of people lose the plot. The trick is micro changes. Rolling DNB doesn't need a brand new idea every 16 bars. It needs nudges. Small changes that keep momentum. So inside drop 1. Add sublocators. For a 32 bar drop. Split it. Drop 1A bars 116. Drop 1B bars 1732. And when you hit drop 1B, commit to at least 2 changes. 2. Not 10. Some perfect drop 1B changes. Add a new top loop. An aim and slice layer, a ride, a shuffled hat. Swap a bass note or rhythm. In rolling DNB, variation is everything. Even one changed note can make it feel fresh. Add a response stab or a foghorn hit sparingly, like once every 8 bars, not every 2 beats. Here's a fast bass variation method that keeps you from rewriting everything. Duplicate the bass MIDI clip. Change only 1 or 2 notes or move 1 note earlier or later. Then automate 1 macro or parameter, wave eatable position, filter frequency, saturator drive, auto filter resonance for a little bite. You're aiming for same identity, new sentence, not new language. Now, breakdown planning. At your breakdown locator, your contract is reset tension. That usually means removing kick and snare for 4 to 8 bars. You can keep ghost hats or a filtered break so the listener still feels the tempo, but the weight drops out. A nice breakdown tension chain on a music bus can be auto filter slowly opening, maybe a very light redux automation for grit, and a limiter only if you need to keep peaks in check. Don't crush dynamics here, you want the drop to feel like it expands. A simple arrangement move that works constantly, 8 bars that are empty-ish, then 8 bars rising energy with noise risers or a snare build, then maybe a 1 bar pause before drop 2. That pause is dangerous if you overdo it, but when it's right, it makes the drop feel enormous. Now drop 2. Heavier, but with a plan. Before you touch anything, decide what heavier means for your track. Because heavier doesn't always mean add more layers. Sometimes heavier is darker, more controlled, more negative space. Heavier options. Drums. Add a secondary snare layer, or swap the snare to something sharper or chunkier. Bass. Resample the mid-bass and distort harder. Effects. More impacts. Darker textures, less sparkle. A quick heavy mid-bass chain in stock Ableton terms could be saturator on analog clip with 4 to 10 dB drive, amp on a bass, setting lightly mixed, EQ 8 high-pass mids around 80 to 120 Hz, so you leave room for the sub, glue compressor grabbing 1 to 2 dB, then utility to control width and keep lows mono. And here's a pro move, name your drop 2 locator with the intention, for example, drop 2, plus distort mid/top end. Now every time you jump there, you remember the goal is aggression and darkness, not just more stuff. Next, organization and navigation. Color code locators or the clips around them. Keep names consistent. Drop 1A, drop 1B, breakdown 1, drop 2A. The point is you can jump around like chapter markers. And when you're stuck, do this. Click a locator, read its name, and ask, does this section deliver what its name promises? That one question will save you hours. Now, a couple advanced workflow upgrades. 1. Use preview lanes with dummy clips. Before you fully write drop 2, put placeholder clips where changes will happen. Empty MIDI clips named an EW bass, or a single impact audio clip placed at the future transition. It turns your timeline into a to-do board you can see and hear. 2. Match locator spacing to your subgenre intent. For rolling DNB, a great rule is, every 8 bars, a small change like tops, ghost note, tiny FX. Every 16 bars, a meaningful change like a bass rhythm variant or drum layer swap. Every 32 bars, an identity shift like a new bass patch, resample, hook, or a major breakdown. 3. Controlled chaos markers. If you love glitch moments, don't let them spread everywhere. Put a locator that literally contains the mess, like one bar glitch contained. Then you earn the right to go wild there and stay disciplined everywhere else. 4. Return points for DJ usefulness. Add locators that say things like outro, DJ clean no mid bass or drop to end, strip tops 8B. These make your track way more usable in a set and they also create contrast, which makes your heavy sections feel heavier. And if you want to iterate transitions fast, loop braces are your friend. Loop the last 4 to 8 bars before locator and repeat it while you tweak the fill, the automation, the impact. No scrolling. Just reps. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too few locators. If you only mark drop, you'll paste a loop for 64 bars and wonder why it's boring. Give yourself micro change targets. 2. Vague names. Cool part is meaningless at 2 a.m. Name them like instructions. Add tops, bass far, filter close, reset. 3. No tension management. If everything is full energy for 64 bars, nothing feels like a drop anymore. 4. Fills that fight the groove. In rolling DNB, fills should push momentum, not derail it. Keep them short unless you're deliberately breaking down. 5. Sub-discipline. If your intro has full sub like the drop won't hit, and DJs won't be happy. Label it, intro, no true sub. Make the sub earn its place. Let's do a mini practice exercise you can complete quickly. Grab an existing 8-bar drop loop. Extend it to 64 bars by duplicating. Now add locators at drop 1A for bars 1 to 16. Drop 1B for 17 to 32. Drop 1C for 33 to 48. Drop 1D for 49 to 64. And here's the rule. At each locator, commit one change only. 1. Add or remove a hat layer. Tweak bass rhythm. 1 FX hit. 1 drum fill at the end of the phrase. Keep it clean. Then export a quick bounce. Listen away from the DAW and ask, can you feel the chapters even though it's basically the same loop? If you can point to each 16-bar block and describe what changed, you're doing it right. Let's recap the core idea. Locators are your arrangement blueprint for drum and bass. Put them at 16, 32, 64 bar landmarks, then add micro locators inside the drops. Name them like instructions. Use them as commit points where you decide. Add, remove, swap, automate, reset. This audio version is shortened for playback.